This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get reward points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Stefan Schindler has a chance to write his name in Huddersfield Town legend. And he takes that chance!
I'd normally start with a cheery intro, but like, I don't know what you do for this one. It's the warm-up, episode 142. It's your host, Brady Frost. I'm with Tom Bradshaw this evening. We're recording straight after the dismal, depressed-in defeat 4-1. Tom, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm not bad, Brady. I don't know if this is a good idea recording after it or not, but I think I'm that confused of how we've lost that game 4-1 that I don't really know what to say. Like, honestly do not know what to say because I just don't understand how that team has scored. Well, I just don't know how our team has thrown that game away and ended up losing it 4-1 to that Preston team, who I'm not saying that Preston team weren't any good, but they didn't look like didn't look bothered at points. They didn't look like they wanted to they weren't knocking at the door 24/7. It's just it's embarrassing. The players on that pitch should be absolutely embarrassed with that performance, Brady. It's amateur. It's like under six. It was like a team of under 16s were playing. There's no leaders on that pitch. There's no one there making the right decisions at the right time. You're coming out after halftime 1-0 up. Keep the ball for a bit. Don't do anything stupid. Wiles gives it away. Matos does the weirdest thing on the end of his edge of his box. I don't know what he's doing. Just get it out. I don't get what he's doing there. Just clear it. And then he gives away the penalty, which it looked very soft, but it's still led from Town doing absolutely stupid things. And there was already example. The only kind of pressure Preston put on us in the first half was from Town doing stupid things with the ball, giving it away in dangerous areas, not playing as a team. Basically, that's really what I got from tonight. I mean, we had an all right first half. I think we were good for the 1-0 win, and it just absolutely capitulated. And there's obviously just no one on that pitch who keeps the team together when things are maybe. But they weren't getting tough, and that's the really worrying thing. The way Preston didn't even have to do anything. He's absolutely just rolled over and let him thrash us 4-1.
And the tummy's tickled. Yeah, I mean, you were texting during the game and you were saying we're looking all right. And then, yeah. I mean, the lads will cover it, like break it down in more detail on the main pod at the weekend. But yeah, just... I don't know, Tom, not to be Mr. Negative, I did say I think in the Millwall preview, I'm a bit worried about Town. They did get that win. It looked like a crucial win against Millwall as well, and the manner of the win. But yeah, just to follow it up with this and be ahead, like you said, to be 1-0 up and capitulate as they've done that, I think that's the only way you can describe it. I mean, I'm just looking at, you know, like you say, sometimes the stats that help with a game like that. But I mean, like,
Yeah, just Preston better in everything, more shots on target. You know, we only had two shots on target. Created more XG, more big chances than us. Nichols made three saves.
But Brady, I wonder how much of those chances came in the last 20 minutes of that game.
Probably.
That's a lot.
I mean, if someone gets a hat trick in the last 10 minutes,
I don't really remember. They had a spell of like five corners in a row in the first half, which came from Town messing around with it. And then other than that, nothing really that first half. So second half, they get the penalty. And I won't even say straight after the penalty, they were up for it going for kind of second. And then it's just, as soon as that second went in, it was just all over the place. And it's really disappointing given how important that game against Millwall was. And yeah, it wasn't the prettiest game of football. Both teams look pretty rubbish, but I'd say both teams should be in the bottom three, what we saw. But we got the win, we got the 3 points, and I was kind of hoping that 3 points gave this team a bit of belief, and I thought it had done, especially the way we were playing in that first half. And just, yeah, like, I think if there's a performance to just really nail home this kind of, this team is going down, that's it for me this season.
Well, I was going to ask you, because, I mean, just looking at the results, Millwall beat Leicester, Plymouth and QPR drew, Norwich came back, Sheffield Wednesday came back against Norwich to draw 2-2. Results haven't really gone for us either tonight, and I know on the last preview you said you think they will stay up. I mean, you know, you've had a win and a defeat since, but how are you feeling about it? I know I'm asking you about 10 minutes after a 4-1 defeat, but how you feeling about Town's chances?
I said they would stay up, being optimistic, but I also said they could stay up if they wanted to, and I think,
yeah,
I thought, oh, blimmin' it, with the Millwall win, I thought maybe they have kind of maybe believing in themselves a bit more, and then you see that first half against Preston and you think, right, this is good, this is what you were hoping a win would do for us. But then it just all fell back into place of why we're down there. And obviously there's no belief in that team, but there's also just some real immature players on that pitch I wouldn't even say that. Are they not good enough for Championship football? Maybe not, but it's just the decision-making is killer. And yeah, I think because of the way the results have gone tonight, it's not good. I mean, we'd be very lucky if we're not in the bottom three coming into the Bristol City game. I'd be very surprised if Birmingham don't get... They've got Cardiff, haven't they? So they've got... I'd say that's a reasonably good game for them. Even a point takes them above us, doesn't it? I mean, the another disappointing thing about tonight is this goal difference taking another absolute whacking for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, Tom, you were very kind of coming out on the defence for Andre Brighton, right? Do you put anything down to him here? Or is it just like you say,
Not really, Brady. I mean, he's made subs tonight, but he's made positive subs. And I think it was 1-0 when he like brought Healy and Ward on. I can't particularly remember. It's just really annoyed me, those last 3 goals. So, like, I feel like the subs he was making were positive. He was trying to win the game. I don't think it really affected the tactics much. I don't think it gave Preston an edge. And I really think, and when you look at what we've had, Warnock got a few points with his squad. Darren Moore didn't get enough points with his squad. Now Andre struggling to get points with his squad. It just comes down to the players. And there's people who say that this squad is underperforming and they should be doing better than they are. But I think that's absolute rubbish. I think these players aren't good enough. I think there's a small minority of players that you could say are Championship footballers, and the rest are just... They might be technically good, but I think mentally and the kind of just their footballing knowledge, their decision makings during a game are just absolute amateur.
God, Tom, so what you really feel?
I mean, I just that game. I just cannot believe what has just happened at the end of that game. Really.
Yeah, I'm just laughing about it. Otherwise, I'll get very annoyed, and that's when you tweet something you regret. I think Matt said something like spineless, and I think that's it. Like, you know,
yeah, spot
being level with 10 minutes to go. It's just, yeah. Anyway, Tom, should we talk about the game on Saturday? Because Town are going to bounce back. They're going to bounce back against Bristol City. They're going to travel to Ashton Gate this Saturday. Lovely little part of the world is Bristol. They're playing Blackburn tonight, as this episode will go out. Obviously, we're recording straight after Preston, but this will go out in your feeds on Wednesday morning. Prior to that result, the Robins have won 3 in their last 6 league games. And the home record is all right, 5 wins in 10, but they have lost 1-0 to Cardiff and QPR in the last 4. Tom, I suppose these are, you know, we keep talking about each game, cup finals, blah, blah, blah. I suppose they've lost this cup final against Preston. How do you feel about them heading into this cup final against Bristol?
This cup final against Bristol City, who... We have an all right history down there, I think. I think they're just edging it. But, I mean, like head-to-head wise, historically, I feel like, especially recently, we have struggled down that way. But you never know, do you? I mean, the worrying thing is, I'd put Bristol City currently on a similar level to that Preston team we played on Tuesday night. And they've scored 3 goals against us in 10 minutes. And away from home, it seems like if we concede, it just falls to absolute shit. So I'd say we need to score the first goal, but then you look at our results. What is it, 25 points thrown away this season from winning positions? Which, when you look at the table again, that is an absolute kicker. That it really is. So yeah, it's going to be very difficult. I mean, they struggled to get a point against a pretty poor Sunderland team. Who, I mean, they've had an all right performance against Leeds tonight, Sunderland, I believe, but recently they've not done too well. So you maybe take a bit of a positive on that front for Town. I think obviously Manning has gone in there and he's started to build a team and started to get them to play the way he wants to, and they've, since we last played them, they've picked up a good number of points. They're now safe in mid-table. They're probably looking at next season, ready to push for hopefully playoffs from their point of view. But they're another team that on paper, I think this Town squad could get a result against, for at least 60 minutes, 70 minutes of the game. but yeah, it's Manning, what is it? He's quite possession-based manager. They pass a lot of short passes, keep the ball a lot. I mean, I think this one, if we'd have got a point against Preston, I'd say get a point at Bristol, and I'd be very happy with that. But I think this one now becomes a must win, given the last game of the season is against Ipswich, and I cannot see us doing anything there. So yeah, this now becomes a must win for me, and with the other results. So you could, I think the only way this Town team are probably getting points is keeping it 0-0 till the 90th minute and then try and nicking a winner in added time, because it seems that we can't hold on to stuff particularly well. We can't score just before. We can't go 1-0 up into half time and come out, because we seem to mess that up within the first 5 minutes. So, yeah, I mean, if it's 0-0 with 5 minutes to go, Brady, I'm saying we've done all right and hoping we get 3 points.
Poor Tom. Well, yeah, I mean, Preston was still having an outside chance for the playoffs, I suppose, whereas Bristol, I think they'd have to win five in a row, you know, four in a row or whatever, which I just don't see happening. So maybe there, you know, it's interesting because remember we had Dave on, I think it was the Bristol City preview last time, and he was saying he just can't work out if Liam Manning's a good coach or not because there's question marks around everything. And I suppose with that, you know, Town, it depends whether I think, again, it depends what Bristol City turn up, because if they're not that bothered, then obviously that's a lot better for Town. But if they want to put on a good show, then, you know, it's hard to look at the positives when you've just lost 4-1 away from home. But when we looked at this, like, run of last six, I did think this was one we could get something from just because they're, you know, Preston were still kind of in and around it, whereas Bristol, yeah, I don't think they have loads to play for. So I can go one of two ways, but I do think, again, I just can't see Town getting another away win between now and the end of the season. But I just don't think that's happening. But I could see him get a point here. And I think a point wouldn't be the worst thing. Again, it depends on the manner, because I like you said with the Stoke game, I thought we were actually all right against Stoke. It's just that like one mistake. So it's a bit of a tricky one, really. I mean, we'll come on to Kwana's question because this kind of sums up the theme of what this is, us jaded men talking about podcasts. But yeah, Kwana's question, the answers aren't particularly great, as you can imagine. Okay, we said if you had to pick one player who you think will be important to Town's final run in, who is it and why? Jerry Hinnan, he said, well, on one hand, Town desperately need clean sheets. So maybe it's Town's bedrock central defender. I'll bear in mind he tweeted this before. Preston. Then again, you can't claim more 3 points without goals. So maybe it's the most important, the top goal scorer for the season keeps firing. So yeah, Halleck, really. And then we had another one, which was Tom Edwards, because who is it from? I'll read it exactly. You should say prepping. Dave said, Tom Edwards is clearly a favourite in the squad because every single one of them has gone out their way to make him look like prime Messi tonight. So yeah, not the positive vibes we need, Tom. But Tom, who would you say is Town's, do you think will be Town's most important player? If you had to put, yeah, hat on it, if you had to, you know, had to give me a name, gun to your head, metaphorical gun, listener, although Tom, I wouldn't give Tom a gun after a 4-1 defeat.
Someone who could keep us up if they start performing is Ben Wiles, and he's, for me, he's been very disappointing. He hasn't kind of created enough, full stop. It's not like he's not even creating chances that we're missing. His passing tonight against Preston was absolutely atrocious, didn't get to the right man. But in those instances where he's picking up in the final third and that pass is good, then you score him maybe one or two more in a game. There's one as well tonight where Sauber's played him through and maybe the pass is a little bit overhit, but Wiles is just so slow off the mark, and if he's just a bit ahead of the ball, he's one-on-one with a Preston keeper, and Town go 1-0 up in the first 20 minutes. And for me, I think if he somehow pulls out of the bag four absolutely amazing performances till the end of the season, then he could be the game changer. But the way things are, I just can't see it. I mean, it'd be really nice if Sauber Thomas kept performing the way he does, just again, cut out some absolutely amateur decision making that then leads to us. It's like that. That's all it needs to be, Brady. Just cut that out. I mean, Helic has been, yeah, probably our best defender, but I do think he could do more on the pitch. I don't really ever see any leadership from him. He's a very quiet defender, isn't he? And then Matty Pearson is a loud defender, but you know he's not loud in the leadership way. I never really see the leadership from Hellick, and that's not going to happen in four games. But you know what I mean. I wouldn't mind someone to kind of stand up at the back, and I think we lack that at the back. Really, we've not really got. I don't look at that back line and ever think, oh, he's running that defence today. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? I don't know. I was struggling with this one. I think if I had to say someone, I think probably Reece Healy. I just think that Millwall game, haven't really had a striker like that for so long. I know he only got about 20 odd minutes tonight, but I just think we're clearly not playing well at the moment. Even that victory over Millwall, it was much needed, but it wasn't a good game. I just think he just might be the striker who gets those 1-0 wins when Town aren't playing well. And I'm not so sure it will be for this Bristol game, but I'd love it if it's the case. But I just think, yeah, you know, goals win you games. And I just think if Town can somehow be solid, and we do, you know, obviously tonight kind of takes it all away, but, you know, Stoke, we looked a lot more solid, I thought. And yeah, it's a really good goal that they score. But yeah, and Millwall's a bit of a stodgy game. They didn't really look friendly in us. Mm-hmm. But that Swansea Birmingham game coming up, I could see him getting the first in a one, you know, yeah, getting the goal in a 1-0 win. So I'll probably go for him. But it is hard, because I agree with you. I think Ben Wiles, it just feels like he didn't really have a pre-season. He's always been catching up. He's been in and out of the side. I think probably next season you'd expect more from him, and you can have a full pre-season. Again, Milivojević, he's looked good in spells, but I think he probably needs another pre-season. It's hard to kind of move over. Depends what sort of side's looking at. I mean, Sorba, you know, I do really like Sorba. Is he a match winner? Like, he can provide the options, but I'm not sure he's someone who wins you the games. You know, maybe Nichols, because again, Nichols has kind of made, during this run, he still made some good saves and kept the scores a bit more respectable. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd probably go Healy, but
yeah, Sorba's an interesting one, Brady, because I think Sorba is playing at his best he can play at this level, and he's so close to being a very, very good Championship footballer. And I can see kind of why the rumours are that some Premier League teams are kind of looking at him, because there's points in games where he looks so good, he does things, takes on about three players, but it is always that decision, and his decision is just off. And I don't know if that's something that you can really, that you can train into a player or change. So I'd say he's been our best player this year, Sorba Thomas.
I think he's probably player of the season. I don't know. I mean, other options, you've got, you know, Bergzorg can frustrate and excite in equal measure. You know, he has that bit of a difference maker. And got a goal tonight, but Karoma, you know, Karoma goes, he's a bit of a streaky player, isn't he? Maybe getting one just kind of giving him the confidence.
Hopefully, you're right, he does. Hopefully he gets three or four for the rest of the season. But, yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. It's tricky. I'll tell you what, we'll go to a break. Obviously, if you are going down to Bristol, don't forget you can get your orders in at Magic Rock Brewing, who sponsor this podcast. You can get 10% off any orders that you do online by using the code AHTTC10. You must know it by now if you listen to this. So it's at the bottom of the ticker, bottom of the screen with a ticker if you're watching this on YouTube. Get it ordered, and you can thank us later. Tom and I are going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about what we did on Twitter.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cozzy, what's your favourite away day?
Matt, it's got to be the City Ground at Nottingham. Just old school stadium, you're right near the pitch, great atmosphere. But there's nothing like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app.
At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Okay, Tom, I won't keep you too long because I can, you know, as the kids say, the vibes are off on this one, let's be honest. we did a poll. It was Town got a much-needed win at the weekend ahead of the Preston game tonight. How many more wins do you see the Terriers getting in the last five? So again, we ran this before the Preston game. I'd love to see it afterwards, but 4% said none. I bet that'd be higher after that one. 19% said one win. 68% said two wins. And 9% said three wins or more. So an interesting one. I mean, so we've got Paul Hitchinson says, think we need to win these next two because we don't need or want to be going into the last game needing to win. We kind of touched on that. We need to win at these. A draw at Preston would be okay. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. They are a bogey team, to be fair. Nagelball, not the real Kev, says both home games. Tom, how many wins do you see Town getting in these last couple of matches?
These last four games, Brady, I don't know. I think when I've been doing my little tallying up, seeing what we think, I don't think I had Preston down as a win. I think I thought, oh, we might be able to nick a draw. I think that's what really has disappointed me more than anything today. I think if I hadn't watched the game and I didn't hear anything about it and I just saw that we'd lost 4-1, I probably wouldn't be that bothered. Do you know what I mean? But because I've seen kind of how comfortable Town were for up until the second goal, really, that's what's just absolutely rattled me tonight. So I'm just like, that's what worries me about the rest of them. I think Town need to win two to have any chance of staying up. I think it's going to be 50 points the way things are going. 50 points plus potentially for that 21st space. I think Town out of the four will win. I'd like to say two because I like to think we beat Swansea and Birmingham and they'd be massive because they're both in and around there. But I think one win and a draw and then lose two. I think we lose to Bristol, we draw to Birmingham, we beat Swansea and we lose to Ipswich.
And do you think that's enough for him to stay up?
Oh, no. That's going down, that is. That's going down. That's going down below Chef Wednesday.
God, this is cheery. remind us to never do this straight after. Town...
You're going to say four wins. You think four wins, don't you?
I think four wins. Look, knowing Town, they'll probably lose to Birmingham but beat Ipswich on the last day or something. I mean, if the pressure's getting to Ipswich, you could argue. No one in the top three seems to want to win it. I think Town look dreadful away from home, if I'm being honest. So I think it comes down to that Birmingham game and that Swansea game. I think I feel more confident about the Swansea game because there's not as much riding on it for Swansea. And again, that's kind of... Looking at the games, that's how I think it's bad, isn't it? But I'm basically just thinking on how the other team, because I think if the other team wants it, like Millwall, they were weak. I thought they were very strange how they approached that game.
You want Swansea to beat Stoke on Wednesday night. So I think Swansea win before they play us. If Swansea wins either of those games before they play us, then they're safe. I think they just need probably one more win, 50 points, and they're probably all right. So you kind of probably want them to get that win that then takes a bit of you know what I mean? Bit of wind out. I don't know. Or do you want the pressure on? I don't know what's better, Brady. I don't know if it's. Is it better if Town are? It's like. Is it better if Town are in the bottom three? Does that make them feel better? It's mentally, because I think this is the one problem with this team is they are such a emotional and mentally driven team. Obviously, they were probably sat there at halftime thinking, "Fucking hell, we're on 46 points, we're in 19th," and then I don't know. Maybe that just gets in their head, and they're like, "Whoa." Okay, what are we doing? We're going to be all right. Yeah, they just obviously look so mentally kind of emotionally deprived, or not deprived, driven. Do you know what I mean? And you can't be like that if you're kind of fighting relegations. But I wonder if when they're in the bottom three, the kind of pressure's off a bit more. And maybe that's what we saw against Millwall potentially. But yeah. It's a very tough one, Brady, isn't it? I think we said the three home wins, didn't we, would maybe just be good enough. So
I think I can see them winning another game. And I think it's probably that Swansea. And then to be honest, if you had to push me, I think they could get two wins, but it would only be. And that would be them performing very well, and it would only be Swansea Birmingham. I just don't see when they came away from home. Like you said, that performance is tonight is very concerning. You know, that is a collapse. There's no point in sugarcoating it. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. I'm trying to keep the good vibes going, but yeah, it's difficult. I suppose you've got to call a spade, aren't you? It's disappointing. Yeah. I think you know, I said for the Millwall preview, I don't see them staying up. And I think even with the Millwall game, I was just hoping the manner of how we won would really lift us, and it's just obviously
not done that. It did for 45 minutes. It did. We were all over Preston, better team in that first half. And then even going into the second half, Preston didn't come out and get in us faces. We just made an absolute ridiculous decision and mistake. And then it's just gone. And now we're back to square one again. But can they somehow, I don't know, somehow get a result away at Bristol City and get that morale back up again.
I don't know. I suppose that's the way they've got to approach it, because I do agree with you. I think to me that collapse tonight, it just feels like a team that's always been around relegation. It just kind of feels like old ghosts coming back to haunt them.
Yeah.
But you kind of got to write it off, aren't you? You know, if you're Andre Brighton, right, you've kind of got to be like, this is, you know, obviously have a go at them. But then be like, look, that's like, this game's done. We can't change it. We need to focus on the game on Saturday. And like you say, the thing is, they've just got to write it off.
Yeah.
The advantage they've got compared to the teams around them is they've got experience of being in the situation, and they've got out of it before.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're going to look for positives, I think that's a huge one. Like, they have done this before. You know, you look at Wednesday, yes, they rallied back, but yeah, Birmingham, again, like you say, depends on what their result is. But I don't know, you know, they could shock us. You know, it's very, be very town for them actually to win their two away games and lose their both their home games. You know, like, this team, you think you know what they're going to do and you can predict what they're going to do, and then they always disappoint or surprise you. So, yeah, I don't know. I think they'll get another win if you know, I'd love them to get two. And I think actually that probably could be enough. But yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Speaking of which, Tom, I think we're just kind of a bit mopey and rambling. So why don't we talk about our match predictions for this one. What are you going for?
If you'd have asked me at half time against Preston, I'd say 1-1 draw and a nice away point. Let's say Town are winning 1-0 and lose 3-1. I just don't have any belief in this team anymore, Brady, unfortunately. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to come up with thinking, but I think it's the hope that kills you, the classic, isn't it? And you think, oh, new day, dust it off, they'll be fine, they'll go down there, get a much-needed 1-0 win. But I just can't see it when there's kind of players in that team. What, Matty James has been playing a lot of games for them this year, doing really well. Jason Knight, one of the lads that they brought him from Derby. Yeah, one of those Derby youth players who Derby had to sell, kind of showing how good that Derby academy has been again. Rob Dickey, good defender, and then O'Leary and net, played a lot of games for him, keeping him a couple of clean sheets, especially recently, keeping the scores down and things like that. So I just look at that team and the kind of consistency they've had under Manning, a few of the players, and not too many injuries, really. I just think it could be a very easy day out for them if they're on good form, but you never know. I mean, you look at the results all over the championship and you never know. So let's go for a positive 1-0 win for Town.
I like it. You don't believe it, but you're saying it. Look, like, it's silly season, isn't it? So anything could happen. I can see Town getting a draw here. I can. I just can't see him winning the game. But I could see him. You know, we've got the most draws in the league. So, you know, if we're good at one thing, it's drawing a game.
Brady, just because I was going to say about Darren Moore. I was in two minds about to say this. you're going on about the draws, right? Since we've had Andre.
Oh, duh. What are you going to say?
Well, how many points have we actually picked up? Have we picked up? Has he it's had two Andre. Wins and two draws, is it?
Two wins. Yeah, two draws.
And in how many games is that? Is that in 9 games or 10 games? You know what I'm going to say? If Darren Moore had drawn 9 games, we'd be better off.
Stop it. You don't believe it. Look, like, come on.
I don't believe it, but...
Maybe
that was his plan all along, Brady.
Just the long game, just draw the hell out of it.
We'd be on 44 points. The thing is,
Tom, if they drew every game, they'd only be on 46 points. So, you know,
we'd be on 46 points right now, would we? If we
No. If Town drew or 46, I'd love to see if that was just their tactic. So, you know, they're 1-0 up with 2 minutes to go and they just kick it in their own net.
Yeah.
I can't believe you said that Darren Moore shout. We're never recording a pod at 10:30 at night. You silly boy. Yeah, I'm going to go for a draw. I just don't see, I don't see Town winning away from home. I've got a feeling this will be a bit of a stinker and a 0-0 rather than actually a score draw. Although, you know, we do like a 1-1, don't we? But yeah, I'm going to go 0-0. I just think. I think if Bristol beat Blackburn tonight, that does us a huge favour as well. Yeah. And I think they'll probably not be bothered on Saturday.
Yeah. I agree. They've got a win for me, Brady, though. I just don't think a draw is any good. I think. Because I just think it's going to be 49 points, 49, 50 points, I think it could be. So if you want to be certain.
They get a draw and win the two home games, that's 49.
Yeah.
Well, it's 50, isn't it? Sorry. Maths. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, wrong. 43. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So then that's what you need. So a draw and two wins, yeah.
Draw and two wins, room in last four. Yeah. From a team that's won 9 all season.
I know. That's the big one.
But they've drawn 16 all season, and that's the positive. You've got to go there.
There should be a draw in there. Yeah.
Should be. There'll be a draw in there. Yeah. If I know one thing about Huddersfield Town, they'll get a draw in these four games.
Should bring Darren Moore in for the last four games.
Sure, especially. Oh, dear. All right, well, at least we've ended it on some laughs. Listeners, I imagine this is probably not what you wanted to hear, but let's be honest, like, why are we doing this? I don't know why we went ahead with this after seeing that result, but look, it's another game. Anything could happen. And the boys on Sunday night / Monday morning when it comes out, they'll take a look at what's happened unfolded at Ashton Gate. So thanks for putting up with me, Tom. Thanks to Magic Europe for sponsoring what I'm sure will go down as an all-timer when they listen to this. Thanks to you, the listener, for sticking out to this long. And Tom and I will be back to preview the next game, which is Swansea City. It's a big one. So yeah, let's see what happens. Chin up, as Mark Fotheringham would say, did that. Don't get too high when you win, don't get too low when you lose. We'll be back to preview the next one. Ta-ta for now, and up the town.
To town, play up. We'll bring the cup back to
Lads, what's your favourite 90th minute goal?
Got to be Heffley against Leeds. A shot from Moy and sliding in at the death, Michael Heffley. Great finish to the game. Shared with my family, only made better by ordering McDonald's via McDelivery afterwards. 3 points, McNugget share box, spot on. Order McDelivery now by the McDonald's app. You in.
At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.